Well, the stock market may face a tough day as the credit crisis continues, but people might get a little lucky with a new green market. This St. Patrick's Day, carbon trading opens on the New York Mercantile Exchange. In a moment, we'll hear how people have thrown in the kitchen sink while trying to go green. First, though, companies will be able to make money by reducing their pollution. And NPR's Adam Davidson has more on that new carbon market.
The basic idea is similar to the core principles of capitalism. Carbon trading seeks to harness the financial self-interest of companies and investors. They just want to make money, but a side effect is lower pollution. Reduce your carbon emissions and you can make some cash by selling the right to pollute to some other company. Carbon trading does not exist in the U.S., at least not in any large and formal way, but in Europe it's big business with big money at stake. The new Green Exchange, a part of the New York Mercantile Exchange, launches today with an offering of futures contracts tied to the cost of emissions in Europe. The Green Exchange will be in New York, but the polluting will happen across the Atlantic. Carbon trading futures are a complicated and technical instrument, but the idea is relatively simple. Just like trading grain or oil or Microsoft stock, investors can make or lose money by placing bets on how expensive it will be to pollute. Large polluting factories can effectively game the system by polluting less. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.